A little further. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
Tonight with the Shepherd's Call. Glad to have you aboard. Got a great program for you. Part one, a good name. You know, names are very important and very useful. Everybody's got one. And yet, when it comes to religion, our Heavenly Father, the chosen, eternal one, the only one, if you will, you know, he's calling about everything in the book. Everybody is using a surname or something similar or something traditional. We're going to talk about it tonight. We've got a lot of scriptures to lay on you. We're sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary. And we're glad to be coming in here tonight and bringing you the truth. We've been teaching on the Sabbath, the calendar, what day we are to worship Him. And now we're going to tell you what name you got to worship in. It's very important. Notice this. Proverbs 22, verse 1. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. Ain't that strange? A good name is worth more than great riches. And Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 1 says, a good name is better than precious ointment. You know what precious ointment is? Very costly oil or perfume. Well, the same that was poured out upon the Messiah. But people talk about the ointment, how precious it was, but there's something better. The name. Now, what name did the Messiah have the same yesterday, today, and forever? Everybody's got a variety of names that they use, thinking that anything that you want to use. But notice, when this in the scripture uses the synonym, they use the word name as a synonym for reputation. Most of us are familiar with the great evangelist. Let's take Billy Graham. He's a world famous. He had a very good name and reputation among the people of the world. Probably preached to more people than any man in shoe leather in the history of the world. Now, that's a distinct honor. He helped crusades. Billy Graham crusades around the world, and they say that he has ministered to more people than any evangelist. Well, eventually, if you put it in proper perspective, his good name would be forgotten if you just used evangelist. But he was known around the world as Billy Graham. So, if you remember a generic title, such as applied to thousands of evangelists, he would just be grouped in, but there was only one Billy Graham. Now, if people was to forget him, such a change by just using an evangelist, it would be a tragic injustice even to Billy Graham. Now, such is a tragic injustice that has befallen our Creator's name. Isaiah 63:16 says, "Doubtless thou art our father, though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledge us not. Thou, O Yahweh, art our Father, our Redeemer. Thy name is from everlasting." So Yahweh has an eternal existence. During the time he was born, the name Yahweh, and he was called that, even by the angels who pronounced him before he come, there was never a time, according to this scripture here, that he did not exist as Yahweh. He wasn't known as anything before that. But after that, everybody uses these synonyms or other titles, most of them fictitious, if you will. And now, if it'd be a tragic injustice to, you know, do Billy Graham, the great preacher Billy Graham, the evangelist, and just drop Billy Graham and apply evangelists and group him into all of them, the same thing would apply with saying, well, he's God. Well, the Bible says in the First Corinthians chapter 8 that there's many gods. So which one of the many are you talking about when you say God loves you? See, Christians have got so lazy and trifling and sorry. Oh, you know, when you really bear down on the truth and try to get the truth to them, oh, it doesn't matter. He's got many names. Now, that is an injustice to the Creator, who has only got one name. How many names have you got? You know, I ask people when they tell me that, I say, well, how many names have you got? Well, I've got one. Well, you know, they guard that name. You know, if you use that name to represent them, they'll sue you and got grounds to do so. Falsely using your name. And if it's in business, and this is a serious business, it's life and death. There is only one name according to Acts 4:11-12. And we get into the New Testament, it gets even more confusing because if there was never a time that he did not exist as Yahweh, then we would have grounds to call him something else. But we know in the scriptures that he was Yahweh the same yesterday. He was Yahweh back then when he revealed himself in Exodus chapter 3 to Moses. I am that I am. Now, a lot of people don't understand Hebrew, so they don't understand what he says, and the translators, it's not because they didn't understand, they understood, but it seemed like they set about to keep his name hidden as opposed to revealing his name. Now, the Bible says he raised up Pharaoh to make his name known throughout the earth. And yet, Yahweh is the least of names. Jehovah is more popular than Yahweh. And Jehovah is a generic title. We know it's wrong. The Jehovah Witnesses know it's wrong. And yet their pride, I mean, you know, Jehovah got so popular, they can't use Yahweh. Oh, it don't matter. No way. Well, if names don't matter, why don't you take all your money out of your bank and donate it to charity or into some other name, if it don't name high, why do you guard your name? Why would you sue somebody if they used it illegally? What about Yahweh? The Bible says, though you art our Father and our Redeemer, your name is from everlasting. But doubtless you are, but Abraham's seed don't know it. And Israel has forgotten it. They have forgotten his name for Baal. Now, Yahweh, he really wanted the whole world to know his name. Not just his people. To declare it and to use it. And it was to spread from mouth to mouth, just as we spread the good news of Yahweh's salvation. Now, there was a great controversy, or let's call it a great conspiracy. Let's just call it what it is. That people that loved false names or acronyms or synonyms to glorify some other name and bestow glory upon Lord and God, as I've said, the titles of Lord and God are many. 1 Corinthians 8:5. They have forgotten my name. Psalms 44:20. They have forgotten my name. Now, why or how has it come about that the Bible itself doesn't contain in the English translation, let's say the King James, which is basically the most popular English Bible in the world. More people carry the King James and swear by it, that it's the Word of God, glory to God. The glory of what God? The devil is a god of this world. The devil is the father of a lie. And so, when you say Lord, God, Father, Son, these are synonyms, if you will. These are things that basically are using something other than what the original was. It's a synonym. Name. What name? There's many names. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. Did it say name or did it say Yahweh? We say it said Lord. You see, everybody swears that that's the way the original scriptures read, and that's not true. You can believe a lie, and you can be damned. You can be almost persuaded. You can be 99% persuaded, but that's almost. King Agrippa was almost persuaded, but he wasn't. That takes 100%. You got to be fully persuaded in your own mind that you know the Father name to name. Now, what happened with the greatest book, the most sold book in all the world, that when it was rewritten, Yahweh's name was removed and generic titles, Kuros, the Lord, God, substituted in its place and replaced with a synonym, Lord and God, and things of this nature, and they took the actual name of the Creator out and we forgot it. Now, we are so susceptible to tradition. You know, when you grew up, your dad left you his favorite Bible. Probably he was holding on to it when he died, or he was talking to you about it when he died. The King James Bible, Dad, give it to me, and I want to pass it to you. You're my firstborn, or my favorite. And so, here's my Bible. Is he doing you a favor? Did his father do him a favor? Did you do yourself a favor when you went out and bought you one? Well, for 30 long years, I used the King James Bible. I'd used it for the first 48 years of my life, just as soon as I was baptized at 9 years old. So I used the King James Bible exclusively. I still read out of it, but I read it in a different light. Until we come to the knowledge, you know, the Bible says in Hosea 4:6, we're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We won't pray. We stay with tradition. Well, this is good enough for Mom. This is good enough for Dad. And this is what my Bible says, glory to God. I don't care what your Bible says. I know people so dumb, they won't even use a concordance to break down the language, to interpret the words of language. Now, let me give you something for food, for thought. Names are exclusively non-translatable. You're not to translate names or change the original name to something else. That just don't happen. It only happens in the imagination of man that they're doing right by translating. The translators erred when they translated the name of Yahweh out of the Bible in its original form and sound. And verily, the sound of the original name went out to all the earth. But once substituted, as a result, the world no longer calls, identifies, or sounds the name mouth to mouth or ear to ear. They no longer identify the creator of heaven and earth, the mighty one, the majestic one, the eternal one that was mentioned in Exodus by his eternal name, Yahweh. Instead, they profess to honor him and remember him by his titles, which is in error. Lord is not his name. God is not his name. You see, we have erred from the truth by using something that the translators, they actually lied. And I hate to bring this indictment to men. Maybe they even had good intention. But Satan is involved in these details. As they're saying it, the devil in the details. Satan wants to be known as God. He don't want to be known as Satan, because that identifies who he is. But as long as you call him God, and there's many gods, he's in the mixture of confusion, and the devil is the author of confusion. And so therefore, Yahweh is now working in the hearts of men and women worldwide as he himself restores his own name to their lips by calling men of faith, ministers of righteousness that will reveal his name. Therefore, in that day, they shall know my name, and they shall know that my name is Yahweh, and I have given people a natural way to sound his name. The Bible says that he's the breath you breathe. Well, let me give you a little demonstration, and you remember this, and when the time is appropriate for you to try this, the word is inhale and exhale. Now, ain't that strange? Inhale and exhale. Now, if you can't go to heaven, it don't say in heaven and out of heaven, but it says inhale and exhale. Now, I know the sounding is a little bit different, but the sound is just like, if you say, praise the Lord, that sounds like a wonderful greeting. But did you know by rights, if there's many Lords, to define which Lord you're talking about, you may be talking about Lord Buddha or Lord Krishna. Name into transliteration. You don't translate name or names. You transliterate. Now, what the word transliterate? That means bring the name sound for sound in one language to the next language. For instance, I'll give you an example. This same Billy Graham, when he went to Russia, his name was not Ivanhoff or Abenhoff or Studenhoff or whatever in Russia. His name was Billy Graham. And when you hear the announcer at the airport when he called for Billy Graham, he didn't say Ivanhoe or something strange that would translate his name into Russian. His name was just like it sounded in America, Billy Graham. Isn't that amazing? When John F. Kennedy went to Russia, his name didn't become some other name. His name, and you would hear it in Russian language as John F. Kennedy. Transliterated, not translated. All men retain in the sound for sound, they retain their original name, and you're known by name. You're not known by names. You identify, you've got an identification to your name and to your name alone. And you must seek your own salvation and you must call upon the name of Yahweh to be saved. For whosoever shall call upon my name. Now that don't mean you get down and say, name! 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 Name, save me! What name are you calling on? Well, it just so happens that the New Testament has given us a different name, not the same as yesterday, today, and forever. Somehow, we got a false name applied to the Creator Savior in the New Testament. Now, watch this. Men are very crafty and smart. They don't get you with one false name. They will convince you that the name that they use is the proper name. I'll get into this later and more in detail as we go through the series, in the name of Jesus. Now, most people think the name of Jesus is above all names. And that's not true. If you look at the name Jesus, and I'll dwell on it a little as we go on, but I'll get into it more in detail as we pursue the evidence of the truth of the name of the Creator. What is His name? Notice this. In the book of Jeremiah 16:21, therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. I will call them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is Yahweh. Now, in your Bible, it's called my name is the Lord. Well, now, let me show you something very interesting. Lord, wherever you find it in the Bible, be it Old Testament or Old Parchment or New, everywhere you see capital letter Lord, it's a substitute for some other spelling, not L-O-R-D. Now, some people are so foolish to think that they misspelled word by spelling it L-O-R-D. Now, that, too, is false, because we're now still dealing with these synonyms. Lord is a synonym. Word is a synonym. That's not His actual name. His name is not Word any more than it is Kuros. So the error of the blind prophets, the deceived ones, go on from breath to breath. Here is Yahweh talking about restoring His name, as we read in Jeremiah 16:21. My name is Yahweh. 6,823 times alone in the Old Parchment. Over 6,800 times. That's almost 7,000 times. Where you see Lord, L-O-R-D, it was a substitute for Y-H-W-H. Not L-O-R-D. Not W-O-R-D. Not Jehovah. Not Jesus. Not Buddha, not Krishna, not Jesus, which we'll deal with, as I say, more later on. You're going to see the great controversy and the great mystery tonight by a preacher that is not afraid to tell you the truth. I'm not after your money. I have to preach the gospel, lest I myself be a castaway. And if I preach the truth, I'm free of all men's blood. Otherwise, I would have your blood. If I failed to declare the whole counsel, then I would have your blood upon my hands. I come on here tonight to declare the whole counsel to tell you that Lord, the synonym, Lord, God, Jehovah, Creator, or anything that you want to call him, Word, Jesus, or Jesus, all of these are synonyms, a substitute, generic terms. I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. The heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel. Ezekiel 39:7. Now, Ezekiel 39:7 is the very chapter of 38 of Gog and Magog. God, God, God. Where did the term God come from? Well, if you spell it backwards, if you were quoting in the Hebrew, it would be a term generic replying or relating to dog. Now, we know that our Creator is not a dog. We know that He's got a name. We know that it's a mystery and that the devil is out to destroy the reputation of that name or to mute it, to change it. The devil comes to kill the influence of that name. The Bible says a good name is better than riches. A good name is better than precious ointment. A good name, going with the reputation of that name, Yahweh, should have been known across the earth. When people pick up a Bible and start worshiping it, especially the King James and other English renditions, did you know for the matter? And I'll teach more of this when we get into the New Testament phrase. That'll be next Sunday night as we're starting a series on the name of the Creator. What is His name? Do you know? Have you ever thought that when you say Lord and God, you're in your heart, you're honestly thinking that you're doing Him a service and you're doing Him a compliment? And the Bible says that you are doing a tragic injustice to His name. You're causing people to forget His name. You preachers that are using Lord and God and generics, these synonyms that you're using, substitutes in a generic term, you are doing an injustice, a tragic injustice to the Creator of all creators. Only one name. It's written on the pages right now, the Old Testament. It's the oldest name. It's been found thousands of years ago into existence. And yet people daily want to change it, alter it, generic it, disregard it, cast it to the ground, and do so and prosper. Is that the people of Yah? Therefore, my people will know my name. Isaiah 63:16. Doubtless you are our Father, Abba. So Abba, Father, has got a name. Father is not His name, and neither is Abba. It's a generic term, although it is a proper term to call upon Father. But He said, call no man Father upon earth. So you don't say Abba, Jesus. Although 90% of Christians believe that Jesus is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We'll cover more of that in the triune principle of the Godhead as we get into this. So I will make my holy name. Now, you notice this in Ezekiel 39. I'll not let them pollute my name. Are you polluting it? Are you running through the filters? the generic filters, the synonyms, call him Lord and God. One of the ways to pollute Yahweh's name is by substituting false titles and references to his name. Now, Lord and the Lord said, which one? Would I be justified in saying, which one? Define which Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. Which one said that? Was it a God of the Old Testament? Well, there's two back there that we know of, probably many more. One is called the Creator, and the title is substituted to him unjustly. And one is Satan. We know who we're talking about, the God of this world. If I say, he's the God of this world, you'd know it. I was talking about Satan. And so, if there's more than one, when I say, and the Lord God said, you say, well, you know which one I'm talking about. You know which one I mean. How would I know except that I call upon his name, and whosoever will call on it? That's why that a lot of people claim to be saved and are not, because they've never called upon the original name. And we'll do more to that and tell you it's very important. You can't get to heaven out of the name. You got to go in the name. And if you think you're going out of the name by using a false name, I don't care how popular it is, now the name of Jehovah. These people think they're really going to heaven. But calling on a generic, oh, you say it don't really matter. We got enough people that we all call him Jehovah, and then Jehovah knows who we're talking about. If Jehovah don't exist, if Jehovah is a figment of your foolish imagination, that you've been deceived by some name that you have taken on you to call upon and set yourself apart using these titles and generics, when you won't have the original name. Now notice, the substitution of error for truth is a transgression, because sin is a transgression of Yahweh's law. The explicit command not to add or to delete from his word, according to Deuteronomy 4 and 2, and Proverbs 35 and 6. Now, you shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of Yahweh. And in Deuteronomy 6 and 4, the first commandment is, hear, O Israel, Yahweh is one. Yahweh is one. Mark 12:28-29 would confirm this. Hear, O Israel, repackaged in the same verse and content and context is Mark 12:29. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh, not Jehovah, Yahweh, not Word, Yahweh, not Lord, Yahweh, not God. In all these, you're polluting and causing his people to forgive when you substitute or use a synonym. Notice this. Every word of Yahweh is pure. He's a shield to them that put their trust in him. Add therefore not unto his words, lest he reprove you. And thou shalt be found a liar. To remove the tetragrammaton, which is Greek, rendering for the four sacred letters that form the mighty, everlasting, eternal name above every name, Yahweh. YHWH. Now, if you remove the tetragrammaton and add Lord, God, Word, or any other generic term, you are taken from the Word, and he's going to prove you to be a liar. To substitute Lord and God and Kuros and Adonai is to add to his precious Word. It's sin. Believers, are to sin not. We are to worship in truth, not error. Some worship blindly. Some worship tradition. If something becomes popular,
well, I belong to the Jehovah Witnesses, glory to God. Well, who's Jehovah? Oh, that's God.
Now, wait a minute. Can I read in the original text, Jehovah? Well, no. There was a little mix-up back there in the 8th century, the Maserat. They added a little bit. You see there? They added enough to deceive you to start using it, and it became so popular that you can't get out of it now, although it's a lie. The name Jehovah is a lie. It don't exist. The name Lord is a lie. L-O-R-D. The name Word used for Yahweh is a lie. And those that use it are liars. And they pervert and add to and take from to change or to modify or to climb up some other way. Notice, if one does not understand that Lord in all capitals is a substitute for the name, you've not studied. If you've not been told this in your assembly, but it really don't matter, even if they tell you, and then they shake it down and weaken it, and its purpose is of correction is lost in their translations, as they say, oh, it really don't matter what you call him, the Lord knows your heart. When you really bow down on them and ask for HWH, they replaced YHWH Yahweh so that you would know his name. This is a power of Satan to influence the translators to translate instead of transliteration. Oh, yeah, but, well, if I was to start preaching like you do and using Yahweh, Pastor Buddy, I'd lose all my Jesus congregation. What if you gained the whole world in that false name and lost your own soul by doing it? What are you going to give in exchange? If you're lying and deceitfully lying and you know the true name and won't use it and fail to lose it because you're afraid you'd lose your congregation as opposed to telling the truth, I'd rather have two friends won over to the truth than 1,000 friends won over with a false name. When the Almighty sent Moses to deliver Israel from Egypt, he said, thus shalt thou say, because Moses said, when I get over there, what do I tell them your name is? Because that's the first thing they're going to ask. What do I tell them? Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, Yahweh, the El of your fathers, the Elohah of Abraham, the Elohah of Isaac, and the Elohah of Jacob. And in proper Hebrew, it's Y-A-C-O-B, Y-A. There's no J's in the Hebrew. Could have been Joshua. It couldn't have been Jesus. Couldn't have certainly been Lord. Certainly couldn't have been God. Kuros. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. That means like a tombstone. You put the man's name that lays beneath the tombstone. Well, did you know that Yahweh died? Then became the rock of salvation. What is a rock? His name. You're saved in his name. You're kept in his name. You're cleansed in his name. The power of Yahweh is a mighty power. And when it's preached in foolishness, some receive it, but most reject it. Straight is the way, and there's a gate, and a few that'd be defined. If you know the name, it's one of the most memorial blessings that you have in this generation. One, if you even know remotely that Yahweh is the name of the Creator, you're blessed. You're far ahead of the game. Again, His name is not Lord, it's not God, it's not Kuros, it's not Adonia, it's not Jesus, it's not Jehovah, it's not Word. It's a name that's so utterable that every time you breathe, you speak His name. Nature itself, the way you're designed, the way you're fearfully made, is for the oxygen inhale. And the exhale exclaims His precious, holy, eternal, never changing, the same yesterday, today, and forever, forever. This is my name and my memorial. Now, if you really want to hear yourself, get a stethoscope. Put it in your ears and place it over your breastbone. Isn't that strange? Your breastbone. Inhale. And to come out of hell, you'll know the name. When you exhale, you're breathing in Yah and you're exhaling the light of the revelation. Your own body, your own inward man speaks His name every time you breathe. The breath of Neshama. Exodus 3:15. Thus shall they know my name. So Moses went back and said, hey, Yahweh met me over here on the hill. And He told me some things. And when He revealed the name, it instantly came back. My sheep know my name. My sheep will hear my word. Yahweh knew that He had spoke this name to their father, Jacob. And it's not Israel. Jacob's name was changed to Israel. And he said, if I find it to be so, I'll pay him a tenth of all of my earnings from this day forth. Well, Yahweh said, well, just put that spiritual stethoscope up to your ear and hear what Moses told you. Every time you breathe, you'll know, and it will confirm that I am above all of these false gods of deception. When Yahweh sent Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, He sent them in the name above every name. This is a name that there was no other being. If you ever run into anybody that calls themselves Yahweh, don't you know coming across the border right this minute is Jesus? Jesus is filling this country with Jesuses. Jesus, the Roman powers that conquered South America, when they went throughout all the world, they instilled a false name and give them the mark of deception. And all the world says in unison when they worship, Jesus, 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 Jesus. What's His name? I'll just say, Jesus. You know who the God of the Greeks and the Romans were? You know why Constantine rejected Yahweh, the Hebrew God? Or the Hebrew Mighty One, and brought about the greatest deception with a name that they live by, but they're dead. Does Lord identify Yahweh? Does Baal identify Yahweh? In the Bible, Baal means Lord. If I say worship the Lord, who do I mean? Yahweh or Baal? They have forgotten my name, Jeremiah 23, for Baal. Look it up, 23 verses 25, 26, and 27. Jeremiah chapter 23, read verse 6 first, and then read through verse 25, 26, and 27. They have forgotten my name, Yahweh, for Baal, which means Lord. Well, the translators must have been working for Baal. The prophets of Baal have never vanished from this earth, although they were defeated in 1 Kings chapter 18 by the mighty one, Elijah, said, if Yahweh is a mighty one, come over here on this side. But if Baal be Lord, serve him. Krishna? You know where the word Christ came from? Krishna. It's a Hindu word. But if I say, worship Yahweh, I worship Yahweh, as for me and my house, I will worship Yahweh, saith David. My wife, when we lived in Tadville for so many years, we had the name Yahweh up above the door. And you would be surprised how many people said, what's that mean? They didn't even know. They'd never heard. If I say worship Yahweh, there's no question who I worship. And there's no one to compare against him. This memorial name will last forever, according to Psalms 135, verse 13. Regardless of how many attempts by man and Satan to hide it, to destroy it, or to confuse it, those that remember his name will have their own names entered into a special family. The whole family in heaven and earth is in the name of Yah. Hallelujah. Now, Christians get happy every once in a while, and they get it right. Instead of saying, praise Jesus, they say, hallelujah. It's a Hebrew word of the highest praise to the highest name. Yah. Yah, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I am a living testimony. I'll never forget Yah. You'll never forget it once you use this name. Yahweh's name is so important that it's used as a seal in the foreheads of Revelations in chapter 7, verse 3. And in Revelations 14 and 1, and in Revelations in 21:4. There is 12 gates going into this glorious city, and I saw these with the name of Yahweh written in their forehead. And we're going to pick it up next Sunday night. You don't want to miss it. Part 2 of the holy name of Yahweh. What is his name? Proverbs 30:4. If I am a father, what's my name? And what is the name of my son? Now the son was the offspring who was the eternal spirit that was named Yahweh. And then John 5:43, the son declared when he came through the body of flesh, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Yahweh, living in a human body of flesh, and said, I come in my Father's name. his father's name was Luke, or George, or Fred, or Johnson, or Jesus, then the son's name would have been Jesus. But the problem is, his name was never Jesus, Luke, Fred, John, or any of the other synonyms that you could hang, Lord God or Jehovah. None of those applied. None of those applied to the son. The son came in his father's name. His name was Yahweh the Savior. That's what the angel was told. It wasn't J-E-S-U-S. J-E-S-U-S was not even in the 1611 original Bible because it's been altered and changed and the name Yahweh removed, or the four sacred letters, and they added Jesus unto the text, Jesus, two gods to form one name that the whole world would be deceived. I hate to tell you that, but it's so true. Now, you're going to write me tonight, simply write, Pastor Buddy, that's at the post office box 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee. The zip is 37874. Now, write me, and I'll send you free of charge a track that promotes and pronounces and proves the Tetragrammaton, the original name in Hebrew. I'll send you a track written by my friend up in Ohio. Do You Know Your Creator by Name? It's a great track. You'll enjoy it. It is full of biblical truths and examples of how his name could have never been Jesus. Never could have been Lord. Never could have been God. Never could have been a Jehovah. Never could have been Krishna. Or these synonyms, these false, conjured up, manufactured, generic terms that we often use to identify the Creator. The only way you can identify the Creator and the family of the Creator, because every one of the Creator's children have His name in their forehead, and in their intellect, in their mind. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You don't want to escape that. We're going to go into part two of that name come next Sunday night here live around the world on WWCR, the transmitting Jewel of the South right here out of Nashville, Tennessee. You don't want to miss it. It's a great hour of informative information about the true name and the way to the kingdom. There is a secret name that's been kept from you by those who lord over you and keep you ignorant, fearful, and superstitious. So you don't want to miss next Sunday night, Pastor Buddy, 9 o'clock on the Eastern time zone, 8 o'clock Central, down the Central Way. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be very informative as we get deeper into the great controversy and the mystery surrounding the name of the Creator, how it was changed and taken out, and a false name put in that people love and call upon. They worship His name ignorantly. Yahweh said, they worship me. Every once in a while, like I said, they get it right. They exclaim, Hallelujah! And they put some emphasis on it. You see, they know a little bit of what they've been taught, and they can't take all of the names out there and hide them that would give glory to Yahweh. But just take the breath test, the Neshama test. Take it and try it and see if you don't hear yourself exclaiming, Yahweh. Praise Yah. Now, again, that's Pastor Buddy. Telephone would be 423-351-1082. That's 1082. 351-1082. Don't miss it. Write it down. Call Pastor Buddy. We'll talk about it as we got time. I'm sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary. His toll-free number. Call it tomorrow. Don't delay. Dr. Gary will tell you these same truths. 877-289-7439. Again, Dr. Gary, 877. He'd like to hear from you. Tell him Pastor Buddy sent you. 289-7439. Of course, now he's in practice, and he's quite busy. Have the personnel in the front office to tell him that Pastor Buddy gave you his number, and pass it on, write it down, and ask Dr. Gary to call you back. He'll call you back on his nickel, and he'd be glad to talk to you. He has products that you can order if you so would like to help us on the broadcast. We have Miracle 2 soap, for instance. We have Vitamir toothpaste, mouthwash, and things of this nature. He's in the business to help defray the cost of the sponsorship on Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. Don't delay. Call Doc. Tell him Pastor Buddy sent you. And Yahweh bless you. And Yahweh keep you. I got to get out of here. The old clock on the wall has caught up with me tonight. And I've really been blessed by having you in here with me tonight. May Yahweh bless you. May Yahweh keep you. And may Yahweh take a good liking to you, because he loves you from the foundation of the world. He's not willing that you should be lost. It's very important that you call upon his name, and that Yahweh would keep you in the family in his name. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you next Sunday night.
Come and see. And I saw.